Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tidal Effect. I am your host, Tyquisha Davis. What a divine time to be alive. We are 16 days into the new calendar year. And I just want to say, patterns are real. Cycles are real. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Trusting yourself is essential to who you are. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make it very plain. And I'm going to get right into today's episode. I am only responsible for what I say. I am not responsible for what you understand. How you think creates how you feel. How you feel becomes an emotion. An emotion becomes a vibration. And a vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you. The reason why we go into the mind is because the mind is trying to do what was never done for us. It's trying to keep us safe. So we overthink, we overanalyze, we defend, we project, and we create stories that may not even be real. But we are making them real based off of the pain that we feel in our hearts. If you decide that you're going to have a negative belief system, the mechanism of creation simply says, okay, and reflect that to you. If you decide you're going to have a positive belief system, the mechanism of creation says, okay, and reflect that to you. It doesn't care what you choose. It doesn't have a mind of its own. It was designed to be completely neutral, so that you could give life meaning. Without you giving life meaning, life has no automatic built-in meaning. The circumstances and situations you experience are simply neutral events, neutral props. You have the power. You've been given the free will. You've been given the ability to insert the meaning you believe is most true for you. And regardless of anyone else's intention in that circumstance, regardless of how that situation or circumstance might have initially been generated from a negative energy, you still have every single moment the opportunity to completely neutralize that situation for yourself and determine that it is only positive for you, so that you can get a positive, beneficial effect from it. Please understand, everything that I'm telling you is just simple vibration, physics, it's resonance, it's energy. That's all it is. It is very basic. It's very simple. Yes, we understand that creation is richly complex, but it is not complicated. At its core, it is very, very simple. Emotions are simply biological signals designed to nudge you in the direction of beneficial change. Negative emotions are a call to action. When you feel them, it's because you're supposed to do something. Positive emotions, on the other hand, are rewards for taking the proper action. When you feel them, life seems simple and there's nothing else to do but enjoy it. Like everything else, positive emotions go away. Because more problems inevitably emerge. You either exchange them, the problems, or you upgrade the problems. Be the solution. Just because something feels good doesn't mean it's good. And just because something feels bad doesn't mean it's bad. Emotions are not commandments. They are signposts. They are suggestions. So you shouldn't always trust them, however, question them. Many people are taught to repress their emotions for various reasons. To deny one's negative emotions is to deny many of the feedback mechanisms that help a person solve problems. As a result, many of these repressed individuals struggle to deal with problems throughout their lives. And if they can solve, problems, then they can't be happy. Remember, pain serves a purpose. This is why healing is so important, because when we can return to our heart and we can have the awareness, the courage, and the forgiveness and the surrender of that pain, it's gone. A new story is formed. And as a result, a new life is formed. And that's the journey that we're on. The universe is simply waiting for you to be you. And when you return to the real you, that's when all abundance starts to flow. And I mean the real you, when you were born. The real you before you knew letdown. The real you before you felt pain. The real you before you felt trauma and abuse. Until you return to that real you, you are vibrating and collaborating from the frequency of fear. And in actuality, you are love and abundance. And your life is simply because you are living a life of struggle that you unknowingly are creating through fear. Fear of speaking your truth to that partner that you know you have to share some truth to. Fear of confronting that boss of yours that doesn't treat you with respect and honor the work that you give to their company, their school, their business in its entirety. Fear of charging your clients the price that you know you're worth. Fear of no longer picking the food that you eat based off of the price, but instead picking it from what you're worth. See, the choice has always been within you. And all of that the universe is waiting for is for you to stop being afraid. Even in the moment that you're afraid of what could happen, that's fear. And when you get over that, that is when your life will change forever. The more that we allow ourselves to see and find the gifts in the pain, the more we can transmute that pain and find love in the midst of it. That is enlightenment. Enlightenment is a state of being where we have evolved, where our soul has evolved. And the only way for our soul to evolve is for us as human beings, especially for those who are in the 3D world, is to face. To face things. Some of us are on a journey, and some of us face things a little bit more difficult than others, but we're all here to face something, because in the facing of that situation, and the facing of that fear, and the facing of that forgiveness that we absolutely will not give to that person, That's where evolution takes place. The ultimate decision, fear or love? Fear is face everything and rise. Love, living on valued energy. You have a decision. We are only 16 days into the new calendar year. And the universe do not know words. The universe knows frequency. You create your reality. And your reality reflects the vibration in which you reside in. As within, so without. I love y'all. And I am truly grateful for you continuously supporting yourself, allowing me to be a voice of reason in your life, in your journey. Continue to be the light. And don't ever forget it. Every room you walk in, you are lighting it up. I love y'all. Thank you for continuing listening to the Guiding Light podcast, The Tie Dye Effect. Until next time, peace.